All right, I have to talk about this for a little bit, then I promise you we'll get back to football. We'll get back to the NFL. We'll talk about Justin Herbert here coming up in a bit. Today they shut down Stream East. Now, I know this is sad news for a lot of you guys. Stream East has held us down for plenty of years. For those of you that don't know what Stream East is, it was an illegal site in which you could basically watch any sporting event. You didn't want to pay for Sunday Ticket, pull it up on Stream East. You wanted to watch the Manny Pacquiao fight, it was available on Stream East. Maybe you're a UFC individual, it didn't matter. Whatever you were into from a sports perspective, you know what? Stream East could always hold you down. Now, I'm here to tell you that there are still bright days ahead of us for a couple of different reasons. One, it feels like sports are going away from the pay-per-view model. I mean, WWE going away from it. The biggest boxing match of the year is available on Netflix. The UFC also just signed a deal with Paramount Plus. I don't know if charging $50, $60 for a pay-per-view, I don't know if that's going to be a thing here coming up in 2026 or beyond. It seems like we have kind of evolved past that model, so maybe we won't need Stream East the same way that we used to back in the day. But I'm here to tell you that you can't stop the internet from being the internet. And I get it. They probably feel real good about themselves that they took this website down and man, they're patting each other on the back. We've seen enough cop shows. Man, we got this dope off the street. And you did. No, you're right. Absolutely. I can give you 15 sites that are the exact same as this one. You can't stop all of them. Once we got the taste of downloading music on our computer and we stopped going to Best Buy to buy it, they had to come up with a better way to sell us music. You couldn't put the toothpaste back in the tube. I was never going to go back to a life where every Tuesday I was buying music from Sam Goody. That was over. Once you gave me that first taste of, wait, I can just download Eminem's album right here on the computer and it's free, they had to come up with something different. The reason we are seeing these companies reach these deals with these streamers is it's just too easy to just take it. Why do you need to pay $50, $60 every UFC pay-per-view? I can give you a website that gives it to you in perfect HD quality. I don't need to do this anymore. So yes, they took down Stream East today. And Stream East was one of the ones that I used. It was one of the ones that I used. You can't stop the internet from being the internet. The internet is going to always figure out how to get you something for free. One of the worst things that happened in terms of media or content is that the expectation early on is that things were free. We never thought newspapers were free. And then when all this news and information became available on the computer, made it really hard for the Kansas City Star to charge you for it online. Wait, why do I have to pay for this? You can't stop this. So yes, they have shut down one website. It is impossible for them to shut down all of them. They will never get somebody like me to pay for Sunday Ticket. Not how much they're charging for it. I'd be happy to pay for Sunday Ticket if it was a regular price. I think I saw they're running that commercial now, Rob. What is it? It's like $50 in 8 payments. No chance. Not at all. Not when, A, I already get the games that I want with the Chiefs. You already give me Sunday Night Football. You already give me Monday Night Football. I got Amazon Prime, so I get Thursday Night Football. I'm paying $400 for Sunday Ticket so I can watch Ravens Jets at noon? No thanks. Hey, man, go and hand me that fire stick right there. Don't worry. I'll pull it up. I'll get it going. You cannot stop the internet from being the internet. That's what I'm here to announce to you guys.